For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, is this on?
Well, how am I doing? I see I've got Irritable Bowel Syndrome. I have an ingrowing toenail and an earache. That's how I'm doing. That's phony. That's phony crap.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
If you're just joining us, we do this amazing job of recapping SmackDown and WWE Raw, the two best shows in 1997.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Nowadays, right. You know, not at all. Like, not at all.
Right, yeah.
But man, if you wanted to, like, you know, really think about the glory days, but hate what's happening now, boom, you landed on a good show.
Right.
This is the show for you.
So today I took a trip in the Wayback Machine. The way, way back machine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because I wanted to see what good promos were.
Sure.
Yeah. And I went back all the way to 2 weeks ago when it was MGF versus Punk.
Oh, right.
Yes. On that other show.
On that other show. Yeah. Good God.
The show we don't talk about. On this show.
Correct.
We have other shows.
Yeah. There's other shows where we do talk about it.
If we do.
Yeah.
And it's only on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. Weekly AEW and formerly NXT recaps.
Formerly.
We go check out our NXT War Games recap because it might be the last time we talk about NXT.
It might be. You know, we got to see what Johnny has to say. That's where I was going to throw it out there.
Johnny says say goodbye.
Right. And then we'll also say goodbye.
And at least check the show's Twitter because I made a great meme.
Right.
Of the separation between what's wrong with wrestling and NXT.
That was genius.
It's really good.
But even if Johnny, you know, pulls the Jordan Belfort and once again is like, I'm not fucking leaving.
Right.
I'm going to be like, no, that's fine. I'm still leaving, buddy.
Because he's already done that. Huh?
Nah, we're good.
Yeah, he has.
He already did that. Yeah.
Right. Because what is he going to do?
Yeah. He would be stupid to stay. I mean, it's stupid for anyone to stay if you're not Roman Reigns or one of the top guys.
No, just that's where it ends, I believe, if you're not Roman Reigns.
Right.
Maybe.
And scene.
Yeah. So we do have one new patron to thank. So thank you to Adam.
Adam.
No last name provided. We have a bunch of just Adams on Patreon, but this is a new Adam. So
Adam.
Welcome, Adam.
I hardly know him.
Hey.
Don't make me hit the sound button already. Come on. So again, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. You can cancel anytime. Give it a try. We also have brackets.
Brackets.
We just did best AEW entrance.
That was fun.
And we're going to do something else for December. Haven't decided yet, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe something Christmassy?
I think we've watched all the Christmas. Wrestling Christmas movies.
What was that? The Miz Christmas movie with Paige here.
Paige.
And there's got to be something
Santa
else.
Slay.
That's right.
With
there's
got to
be
Goldberg.
Something. There's got to be something out there. Yeah. I don't know.
Did Hulk Hogan ever do some sort of shitty Christmas movie? He had to have,
Hulk-y
right?
Santa.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. But also subscribe and listen to our new podcast, Hollywood Hogwash. 10 episodes in. It's going strong. It's available anywhere podcasts are heard. You can follow that show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Hollywood Hog Pod. And subscribe to the YouTube channel. Help us get to 500 subscribers. YouTube.com/HollywoodHogwashPod. But yeah, give it a shot. Go check it out. We just reviewed Hawkeye Episode 3 and South Park post-COVID.
Ooh, yes, yes.
And then in a couple weeks, we're going to be reviewing Spider-Man No Way Home.
Spider-Man. There's no way home.
Yeah.
Speaking of no way, did you see the rumor that there's
the final trailer is going to be released on the 15th.
The day before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what interesting. Maybe we should just not watch it.
I don't think I'm going to.
Yeah, that'll be tough, but maybe I'll...
I'll just have to, you know, throw my phone into a river.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
just on Twitter alone, you get so many spoilers of anything.
Yeah.
When do they say they're going to start? When does it come out, like, internationally?
Well, it comes out... We're going to see it on the 16th,
right?
This trailer comes out on the 15th.
Yeah.
Another trailer?
The final trailer.
So we're not watching that.
No.
Right?
I
saw something that said, stop, get off social media completely on the 14th because there's some international showings
like
starting
previews
on the 14th
and shit.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, get off social media. Get off.
Well, so fortunately, I rarely use my Twitter.
Throw this in the toilet.
We avoided Endgame spoilers, so I think we'll be all right.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, also, big December news.
Oh.
Christmas. Yeah. Oh. I have already procured both of your Christmas presents.
Oh.
Really?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
A lot of thought went into these.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I knocked it out of the park with both.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure. Very excited.
That puts a lot of pressure on us.
That's yeah, it does.
Unfair.
Right?
I'm excited because I get one Christmas present a year,
mm-hmm.
and that's from Eric Hamilton. So I'm very excited for this.
Yeah. Shout out to our friend Chris at his shop, Collectomania.
Oh, that's where you got our presents?
It is.
Okay.
And they are...
I'm going to go looking right now.
Like, I'm very excited for what they are, for what each of you are getting.
Wow. All right.
Like, I think you guys are going to lose your shit.
Maybe.
HBK fuck doll.
Well.
Oh my God.
I mean, maybe I re-get you HBK hair so you can clone him and make a real life fuck doll.
We used to do things to this Shawn Michaels behind us.
But, yeah.
As you can see, he did not like it.
Right. That's why you can only see from like the stomach up.
This stomach.
We ruined him.
This area.
He is destroyed.
Right.
By which I mean his
There's butthole. A hole that would work both ways. Like sometimes they'd put something so it looked like it was protruding, right?
All right, so SmackDown opens with Brock Lesnar.
Protruding.
Dear God.
Great segue.
We've gone too far.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Brock comes out, and I like that he's still dressed as a lumberjack.
Lumber Brock.
And he's still not wearing a Suplex City shirt.
Right.
They did show like a WWE shop commercial of one of his new shirts, and it actually is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah?
It shows, like, the evolution of man, you know, like, from fish to man. Mm-hmm. But then the last thing is Brock suplexing somebody.
That's funny.
Ah, that's great.
I think that was really cool.
Like, he's like, I don't need to sell merch. I make plenty of money.
Right, yeah.
It's true.
Right.
But when was the last time Brock Lesnar was alone in the ring with a microphone?
Oh, God.
That should be trivia. Like, no Paul Heyman, like, just himself.
That'd be hard to find.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that, like, has ever been memorable that he said is, like, he took the mic from Paul Heyman long time ago. He's like, shut up, Paul!
Yeah.
That's the last thing I remember.
Alone in the ring, and they don't let him say much, because it's Brock Lesnar.
It is.
He tells the crowd, I guess you heard my suspension's been lifted. Mm. I'm here for one reason and one reason only.
The money.
Cash.
Pussy.
Too true.
Pushy.
Case and pushy.
Sable's getting old. Her pussy hangs like slave of wizards.
Sable's starting to look like Uncle Pussy.
Uncle Pussy.
Eric's been watching The Sopranos.
Yeah.
I've been watching...
I came here to fuck pussy and chew bubblegum. And I'm all out of pussy. This show is off the rails today.
So Lesnar's interrupted by Sami Zayn, who says, you know, Brock, our careers have been so parallel, minus a couple of UFC championships and a couple of WrestleMania main events.
Yeah.
We have a lot in common. We're two Canadian alpha males.
I see it.
Doing our own thing. Sami compliments Brock on his ponytail, but Lesnar shuts him up and says, I've got the slightest idea of who the hell you are. This is why Brock isn't usually allowed to speak.
Correct.
Because he fucked that up. I've got the slightest idea.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be, I haven't.
He does have it.
He has a slight idea. Yeah. He's Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
So Lesnar tells Sami, you have a lot of balls interrupting me. So tell me, who the hell do you think you are and why haven't I ripped your head off yet?
Good guy, Brock.
Sammy tells Brock, I'm the number one contender for the Universal Championship. And once I beat Roman Reigns at day one, it'll be Brock Lesnar versus Sami Zayn. No questions asked. So Brock says, why would you wait until day one to fight Roman? Why don't you do it tonight? Here in San Antonio.
Hey, cheap pop.
And to WWE's credit, their crowds have looked pretty weak lately.
Mm.
But that looked pretty packed. Well, at least what they showed us. San Antonio.
I know where. Do you know what's...
AT&T Center?
Oh, yeah, that's it. It was the AT&T.
Yeah. So that's right next to where we saw...
That's where the Mavericks play, right? Pretty sure.
No.
You mean the Spurs.
I mean the Spurs.
It looked as big as the Alamo Dome when they shut off the corners. I mean, it had a lot of people in the upper decks and stuff. So.
Right. Well, I mean, we know what their seating trick is. You know, you pack everyone on one side.
I get
but
it.
But at the beginning of the show,
it looked
they showed the entire right side and the middle, you know, obviously not the left side, but that was all pretty packed from what I saw. I was like, oh. Okay, not bad.
It was so full and big that it almost like even the microphone had like this WrestleMania sound of like hollow air. Did you guys notice that?
No.
It's like when there's a really, really big venue and there's a lot of people, a lot of space, like sometimes the microphone has like almost like a hollow sound. And I felt like that's what I heard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was big.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Brock says fight Roman tonight. Sammy doesn't want to do it, but Brock bullies him into it.
Be a star.
And, he tells Sammy, don't worry, I got your back. And then after the break, Sonya makes the match official, and Brock will face the winner at day one.
Hmm. Great.
Next up, we have Sasha Banks versus Shayna Baszler. Before the match, they showed highlights of Baszler stomping on Nia Jax and Eva Marie's arms on the steel steps. And I wrote, this was my joke. This is what I was going to say.
All right.
I was going to say, they showed highlights of Baszler future endeavoring Nia Jax and Eva Marie. But then after I typed that, Pat McAfee said, a future endeavor's kick on the stairs.
Fucking
oh, man. Like, well, all right then. Fair enough.
But Nia Jax, Eva Marie?
Who
are you?
Who are you?
But for even him to say that is pretty incredible.
That's
you're
going
to joke on our show for him to say it out loud.
I think he's the only one that gets away with that stuff.
He
because
has to
he's
be.
Really not a WWE.
I don't need your money.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you don't want me to be here? Fine, I'll leave.
Whatever. Yeah.
So Sasha went for a creative roll-up, but Shayna countered with the Kirifuda clutch. Sasha escaped and immediately put Baszler in the bank statement, but Shayna got out of it. In the end, Shayna went for a gut-wrench powerbomb, but Sasha countered and won with a make sure you keep track this week.
Oh, yeah.
Roll-up!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Speaking of coquinas, Samoa Joe. Where's he been?
Bottom right.
He's dead.
Even if he's not this show.
No. Yeah, right. He's no show.
Yeah.
Aww.
No show Joe.
I mean, you figure if you want to rep original black and gold at War Games, you use Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Not
LA.
Yeah.
Not LA Freak.
Maybe Samoa Joe didn't want to be a part of the Rainbow NXT.
Maybe.
Now maybe like, it was his decision. Be like, all right,
come
fuck
on.
This. You make me the champ, and then we're gonna change the rainbow colors.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, that's Scotty Too Hotty. He said he walked. You know, he said he asked for his release. Beth Phoenix is left now.
Uh huh.
So maybe people just don't want to be a part of this NXT. And can you blame them?
Right. They can see the train coming from the other way, and they want to get off before it wrecks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like in Spider-Man 2. The tracks are out, and we don't have Spider-Man to save us this time. So we better leave now.
It's true.
While we can.
We don't have Tobey Maguire to make a, you know, bottom left face. it's like, what's going on below that?
All right. So backstage, we see Sonya talking to Adam Pearce on FaceTime
because
he's too much of a pussy to show up because Brock's back.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I think I'm going to go remember the Alamo tonight instead.
That's funny because according to Google, the Alamo closes at 5:30. So where the fuck were you?
Fucking idiot. I knew it. I knew he was a pussy. I knew this was all a sham.
Yeah.
Right.
So then Drew McIntyre walks up and asks Sonya who's responsible for not putting me in the Battle Royal last week. And Sonya says it was Pierce.
Yeah.
So then Drew holds up his sword and tells Sonya, tell Pierce I'm looking for him.
Mm. He holds up his sword like it's his dick.
Yeah.
And Sonya's like, nah.
I think these rumors that Pierce
hard
is...
Hard pass.
I think the rumor that Pierce is getting a stable is pretty accurate here. Because Brock wants to kill him. Drew McIntyre wants to kill him.
Right. So two of the biggest guys. So he'll get... Who? Sami Zayn.
Well, Von Wagner was there 1 week, and then he was never seen again.
Almost broke up with AJ, kind of, so.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he'll throw him.
Oh, God.
He'll be the bouncer.
Got Von Wagner back to almost bouncer. On I'd Adam Pearce's.
I'd like to talk to Adam Pearce, please. Do you have an appointment? Oh, come on, Omos. It's me. It's AJ Styles. Can you just let me in, please? Yeah, we'll see. Next up, we have Happy Talk with Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss. Mm-hmm. Corbin was cosplaying as Seth Rollins.
Sure.
Wearing a ridiculous outfit.
Yeah. What's up with that mustache?
I think this was the first time we've seen Corbin in shorts.
Uh-huh.
And his legs are more tatted than Eric's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But does not look good on Corbin.
Yeah. You know who's got a shit ton of tattoos that you can't see is Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
Like all over her legs. Like when she posts on Instagram in like skirts or shorts.
That's right. Yeah. It's like, next week, we're going to do a side-by-side. We're going to have Corbin's legs, Eric's legs, and Rhea's legs, and me and Joe are going to guess which ones are which.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I might have some dead giveaways on
mine. Oh, man, those legs are too hot. Those have to be Eric's.
Whose legs are they?
So Corbin starts off his show singing, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Yeah.
And they do that.
Yeah.
Corbin brings up the Battle Royal and tells Moss, it was a pretty good prank when I eliminated you. And Moss seems upset at first, but then he laughs hysterically.
Mm-hmm.
And then Corbin mocks Jeff Hardy for not realizing Sami Zayn was still in the Battle Royal. And then Moss has a joke about Jeff Hardy.
Oh, no. What would you call Jeff Hardy if he were a woman with a child? A swanton mom.
Then Corbin mocks Drew McIntyre for trying to cut everyone's head off before the Battle Royal.
Mm-hmm.
And Moss has a joke about him, too.
What do you call Drew McIntyre checking a Battle Royalist? A Scottish warrior.
Comedy bullshit!
I have a nomination for new soundboard clip.
Yeah.
Can we find Flair's kill yourself?
Yeah, that's a good one.
You think I'm not better than Bret Hart? Kill yourself, Natalya. And then the best part is Dean Ambrose laughing. Charlotte looks horrified.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Yeah. Not again.
Right.
Yeah.
She dropped him quick after that.
Yeah. So they make fun of McIntyre. So Drew comes out with the sword. But then Hardy appears behind Corbin and gives him a twist of fate.
Mm.
Drew hits Moss with a claymore. And then Drew and Jeff put on Moss and Corbin's hats. And they were also shirtless in jeans. They looked like strippers from Magic Mike.
Sure. Yeah.
So.
Pretty hot.
There you go. The hottest new tag team in WWE.
Literally.
What are they? We'll talk about Jeff Hardy some more later.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to learn about hottest men, we got a bracket for that.
So. That is true. Yes.
Yeah.
One of our fans made the hottest male superstar of all time bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing that in the next couple of months.
And in the,
I was thinking February, you know, because it's about love and cock.
Yeah. Love and cock.
Love and cock.
Yeah.
New movie coming out.
Right. Or maybe we should do it March 17th, Steak and BJ Day.
Okay, we'll see.
And we're going to do that here.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea.
The bracket or Steak and BJ Day?
No, Steak and BJ Day.
I'll bring the steaks.
Shit!
I will also bring the steaks.
Eric is the best. Shit. I don't like cooking. So,
oh, that's too bad.
whatever. You know. No, look, I really don't want to suck your guys' dicks, but I just really hate cooking.
I really hate cooking.
I really don't like it at all.
And you've had Eric's steak, and it's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, you got to work for that gravy.
Yeah, oh boy.
Jesus. Welcome to 2015 What's Wrong With Wrestling podcast.
Fuck yeah. We got to do something to keep ourselves entertained, because it ain't this shit.
What do you mean? Next up, we have another Kill Bill video for Xia Li.
Oh, wow.
She's debuting next week.
Huh?
Or is she?
No.
Will she be future endeavored? Will they just forget about her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Both.
And her name is Xia Li the Protector.
What is she protecting?
Her vagine.
Yeah.
Right.
And she's like, I am the defender of the vulnerable. I am the... And then she said something. I have no idea what she said, but yeah, whatever.
Right. So was this a heel or a face?
She's the protector. She's a face.
Face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got to be.
Heel. Yeah.
I don't know. Next up, we have the Viking Raiders versus Los Lotharios. Mm. The Viking Raiders have shitty new entrance music.
Mm. Yeah, why?
They're the next to fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had cool music.
Right.
Now it's just more generic bullshit.
Ugh. I mean... Like, you think about where they were 3-4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And just how watered down they are.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even get to do, like, half the cool shit in the ring.
No. Remember the match we saw? It was them versus Ricochet and Aleister Black?
Mania Weekend.
Yeah. NXT.
It was a fucking phenomenal match.
That was only 2 years ago, right? Or was that in New Orleans?
No, that was New York.
So that was only 2 years ago.
Yeah. Two and a half.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think about, like, on the indies, they were called War Machine.
Uh-huh.
People would chant, war, war, war.
Then the War Raiders, so you could still chant war.
Yeah. And then Viking Experience.
Viking Experience.
Oh, my God. The Viking Experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is still the name of their finisher.
Mm-hmm.
The Viking Experience.
So just in case you forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still there.
You still get that
the Viking reminder. Experience where you get sodomized at Impact.
Yeah.
Because, yes, you know, it's the Viking Experience.
Absolutely. Right. Of course. Blech. So less than a minute into the match, Angel and Umberto have them beat.
Right.
They're setting up for their finisher, but
like,
they're like delaying
Viking
it.
Raiders are jobbers.
Yeah. Like less than a minute.
Yeah.
They have the finisher ready and they're delaying because something's going to happen, but I guess they weren't ready yet. So like Angel's just like, you know, standing in the corner. He's like, all right, here we go.
He's really sizing up his shot.
Yeah. He's trying to be precise.
Took him like 10 minutes.
Because he doesn't want to kick Umberto in the hand again. He's like, can you stop kicking my hands?
It's like when you go golfing with someone and there's that guy who takes forever to putt.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was like that.
Right. So they're interrupted eventually by Rick Boogs playing the guitar on the announce table and Nakamura rocking out next to him. Mm. However... it didn't work because Umberto beat Eric with a roll up 2 for 2.
Yeah.
Boom.
2 for 2.
When you say 2 for 2, you mean 2 shitty roll ups for 2.
That's right.
Yeah.
Correct.
After the match, the Raiders, who just lost,
boom,
rock out with Nakamura and Boogs.
Yeah.
Who in a way cost them the match.
Hey, we lost the match. Let's fucking party.
No, I'm Viking. Go.
We suck.
Eric
even told Boogs. Eric even told Boogs and Nakamura, I know you guys are just trying to help.
What?
Were they?
Right.
Because we need help to beat Los Lugares.
Yeah.
What are they?
Lotharios.
Lothario.
Yeah. They're men who don't appreciate women.
Mm. Oh.
Pieces of...
Next up, we have King Woods versus Jey Uso.
Yeah.
Woods has his own entrance music now called Bow Down, and that's actually not bad.
It's great. I also love
they didn't play
how he
much
holds
of it.
The mic like this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's so elegant.
Yeah. He's always done that, though, even before
has he
was the king. Yeah.
Maybe I just didn't notice.
Yeah. Ever since the New Day, like, for years.
Yeah.
So Woods announced the return of Sir Kofi Kingston.
What did Vince have to say about that?
I don't know which
one.
He was
gone for a while.
Oh, sorry.
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah, there he is.
I got big thumbs. what did Vince say? My hole!
Right.
Because I have to replace Nia. There's no really...
Yeah, you got to replace Nia's hole.
He must really like Kofi.
Replace Nia's hole.
Where the hell have you been in my hole?
So just a couple minutes into the match, Jimmy pulls Woods off the turnbuckle for the DQ. The New Day beat up the Usos after the match, and Jimmy and Jey retreat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Match at day one. Yeah, all right.
Backstage, Roman Reigns is upset at Paul Heyman for not knowing that Kofi's back, because that would have stopped Jimmy Uso from causing a DQ.
Yeah, right.
And he's also upset for Paul not knowing that Brock Lesnar's suspension was going to be lifted last week. Also backstage, Aaliyah is with the New Day. And she says, I'm so excited for you guys. The band is back together. And it's like, first of all, why are you there? And Kofi was gone for like 3 weeks.
Right.
Right.
Also.
And where's Biggie?
This is correct. Not a return.
That's
right.
The whole band.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm in the band now. And they're like, are we going to tag team you? Or what's right. the deal, Aaliyah? And by the way, who are you? And why right. do you have the same outfit in every color?
Yeah. She does. Yeah.
It's the same outfit that she wore a couple weeks ago, but a different color.
Right. She's like, okay, I want to go with something completely different this time.
She just went on Amazon and just clicked all the colors. Right. And add to cart.
Add.
Blue.
Blue, pink, green, yellow,
light,
orange.
Light blue. Dark blue.
Sky blue.
Blue.
So then Kofi tells Kayla that they're challenging the Usos for the tag titles at day one. Can the Usos lose on their own pay-per-view?
Yeah. Who cares?
By the way, yeah, the New Day is getting tag title shots. But where is King Woods' Universal Championship match? He beat Roman Reigns 2 weeks ago?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where the Hello. Fuck is that match?
Nope. Yeah.
Oh, fuck me, Brock Lesnar.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you didn't win the Black Friday Battle Royal.
Right. Next up, we had an in-ring promo from Charlotte Flair.
Yeah.
Earlier in the show, Kayla Braxton interviewed Toni Storm backstage. They showed highlights of Charlotte pieing Toni in the face 2 times.
Giving Toni 2 cream pies.
Two cream pies. Storm even said, I might be Toni 2 pies right now.
Bottom left?
No. Bottom left?
Bust a nut.
Might have to do 2.
They were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
She calls herself Toni 2 Pies.
Yeah.
But says, I'm soon going to be SmackDown Women's Champion. Don't right. count on it, Toni. So Charlotte cuts her promo. She says she's not accepting Tony's challenge. She leaves the ring. But then Toni Storm comes out, and this time, Toni cream pies Charlotte.
Ooh. Yeah. And you can tell from her expression that she hates being cream pied.
Yes.
Toni didn't seem to mind it.
Right.
She got cream pied twice.
Charlotte hated it, and Andrade was like, that's why we broke up.
Yeah.
Had to
she
be the
could
reason.
Not take the cream pie.
Yeah.
You get stuck in the hair.
Toni got it twice, and she's like, I've had worse.
Yes. Yeah. Next up, we have Cesaro versus Sheamus. I mean, wow, this is first time ever, right? First once in a lifetime? Once in a lifetime?
So. Kofi, again. It's like they're going, match.
That was the best soundboard press ever.
In my notes, I put again times 10.
Oh,
man, I can't wait for them to tag again.
Like if remember that amazing best of 7 feud? You mean Chris Benoit, Booker T on Nitro? No, Cesaro versus Sheamus.
Yeah, then they became tag team. Then we saw them in the ring every week for 3 years. Remember that?
Yeah.
If there was ever a match that should be just never, ever done again, it's this match.
Hey, when did they break up? Do you remember? Do you remember the moment or why they broke up or how they broke up?
No.
It's because they didn't. They never had a moment where they broke up.
Right.
Like Sheamus just got injured and was gone. And then after that, that was it. There was no breakup moments. Neither one turned on each other. But they tried to make this match something. Like Sheamus yelled, Ridge Holland is 10 times the man you ever were. You held me back for too long. And then Cesaro yelled, you were like a brother to me.
Oh, man.
It's like... But where is this coming from? We never saw either one turn on the other.
You were the chosen thumb.
Yeah, sorry.
So Cesaro, Sheamus, and Ridge Holland starting a little stable?
Right.
No, Sheamus wins with a bro kick. Clean.
Clean. Clean win.
Sheamus. My apologies.
Sheamus, 45, still getting clean wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Backstage, Naomi challenges Sonya to a match. Mm. Sonya says, as long as I'm wearing this suit, I'm your boss. So if you lay a finger on me, I'll make sure you don't have a paycheck. Naomi says, does that mean you're accepting my challenge?
Mm.
And then Sonya slaps Naomi hard in the face and says, yes, I am.
Mm.
And Naomi wants to retaliate, but she can't.
Mm. I'm pretty sure she can legally at that point.
Probably. By the way, Naomi has already challenged Sonya to a match, and she's already been screwed over
4 or 5 times.
And they had the match where Sonya came out, but then Shayna came out too. And it's like, you don't learn your lesson, do you, Naomi?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
It's not good.
Right. Sounds like she's been feeling the blow.
Finally, we have Sami Zayn versus Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship. Or do we? Mm. Sami comes out first.
You forget the Inception thing.
Or do we? Right. Sami comes out first. And we go to commercial. Mm-hmm. We come back.
With
and
9 minutes left.
Yeah. We come back from commercial.
Yeah.
And then we have the Naomi Sonya backstage segment. Then like a couple video promos.
Uh-huh.
And then we go to commercial again.
Wow.
Sami had to come out and sit in the ring through 2 commercial breaks.
So he was just out there dicking around for 6 minutes.
He came out with 30 minutes left on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes. That's when his entrance music hit. 30 minutes left of SmackDown. And by the time this match started, there was 3 minutes left.
Yeah. Wow.
So Sami grabs a mic and tells the San Antonio crowd, Texas is my least favorite state. I'd never imagined I'd win the Universal Championship here. Mm. Brock Lesnar comes out and Sami tells Brock, I know you're not out here to help me win, and I'm not saying you should, but at day one, you'd probably have an easier time with me than with Roman Reigns. You know, your track record against Reigns hasn't been great lately.
Well, he's not lying there.
So Brock takes offense, he takes Sami to Suplex City and gives him 2 F5s.
How dare you tell the truth, sir?
Yeah. Brock then props Sami up in the turnbuckle so he can still have the title match. And after the 3rd commercial break, Roman Reigns comes out, does his super long entrance.
Uh-huh.
Sami at this point is back laying on the mat. And as McAfee said, the Usos prop Weekend at Sami back up on the turnbuckle. I like that.
That was fun.
And the bell rings. Reigns hits the spear and makes Sami tap to the guillotine,
but they never,
in like 5 seconds.
They never do like a, you know, a guy who's passed out start the match.
It's weird that Reigns had to squash like a heel Sami Zayn.
Weird.
Right.
Like Brock had to help Reigns beat Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Kind of strange, but all right.
It's also kind of strange that they wasted a battle royal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Right. What was the point?
Exactly.
There was a title match. You can't say there wasn't. Yeah. Okay, sure, Vince.
Right.
Yeah, Roman wrestled on SmackDown, did he?
Yep, he did. I promised and I delivered. 27 seconds.
It wasn't even. It was like 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Spear, guillotine, tap, goodbye, go home.
Because you didn't even you didn't have to wait for a 3 count.
No.
Then it would have been 10 seconds.
Right. All right, on to Monday Night Raw. We start off with Big E versus Kevin Owens in a steel cage.
Yeah, so whenever you start with a match like this,
you
always know shenanigans.
Raw was not as crowded as SmackDown was.
No.
When KO's music hit, there was a pop from the crowd. Mm-hmm. Like a babyface pop from the crowd. Mm-hmm. But then WWE played boos over it.
Right.
Yeah.
Go back and watch it. It's boo.
Like, boo.
They're still using fake crowd noise when they want to. No, you should be booing Kevin Owens because he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
You should boo him.
You idiots. Right. How dare you have independent thought?
Yeah. Jimmy, play the audio from the Thunderdome.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Smith made a mistake right away saying tonight. He goes, tonight, Big E defends himself inside a steel cage.
Yeah, well,
wow.
He caught it.
Yeah.
Big E went for his spear through the ropes, but that's not a good idea in a cage match.
Nah.
Because in like 2 inches, you hit fucking cage.
Owens moved and Big E speared the cage like Goldberg. Running into the turnbuckle.
And right, he was busted wide open.
Yeah. Should have been.
Yeah.
Owens hit a moonsault off the top rope. He also hit a sunset flip powerbomb off the top rope. Later, Big E tries to crawl out of the cage door, but Seth Rollins shows up and slams it in his face. Owens hits the pop-up powerbomb, but Big E kicks out. And then Big E hits the big ending off the second rope and then crawls out of the door for the win. Seth Rollins was right there. Why not slam it in his face again?
Yeah, right.
I mean, you wanted this to keep going on, right?
Yeah. I mean, not that if Owens won or Big E won, it would have had any repercussions whatsoever.
Right.
And why didn't he just pin Owens after hitting the big ending off the second rope?
Right, right.
He's right there.
You spent 9 seconds crawling to the door.
Yeah, and you're the baby face. You want to pin him. You don't want to run away from him and escape the cage.
Yeah,
I know.
But
yeah, Rollins attacks Big E right after the match. Then Seth goes for a curb stomp on Owens, but Big E gives Seth a belly-to-belly suplex. And then Big E gives KO another big ending. Let me go to commercial. After the commercial break.
Big E's dead.
Big E's dead. Seth's dead. Owens is dead.
Yeah.
Because during the break, Bobby Lashley came out and beat all of them up.
Yeah, that's the best time to do it.
So you can't, guys, you can't leave because something might happen in the commercial break that you couldn't see anyway.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
3-hour show. And they have to recap stuff we missed.
I think it's like, I really think it's some sort of like psychology thing where it's like, you can't leave because stuff happens during the commercial break. So don't leave.
Yeah.
But I guess it's going to be a four-way at day one, right?
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah. We still have 20, well, at the time, Owen said 26 days. I guess 25 days until day one.
True.
They could certainly add Bobby Lashley by then. Which poses the question, why did Seth Rollins have to win a ladder match?
Right.
To get a title shot.
Correct.
But Lashley can just be like, brah! All right, come on.
Yeah.
All right, you too.
Yeah, of course. Next up, we have Queen Zelina versus Nikki Ash with Rhea Ripley and Carmella ringside. Why?
Yeah.
You see,
they won the tag team titles from them.
Now we're back to singles matches?
Of course.
With the only two women tag teams in the company?
Yes.
That's it?
Yeah.
There's no other... There's no other tag team.
Because no Dana Brooke has the 24/7 title, so she can't be in a tag team with anybody.
With who? Mandy Rose on NXT?
Tamina, the only one that was chasing her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So Nikki misses the crossbody off the top rope, and Vega hits Code Red for the win. Later backstage, Rhea and Nikki were walking, and Rhea was trying to cheer up Nikki, but then someone walks up and asks, hey, I'm your biggest fan. Can I have your autograph? And Nikki's like, okay, sure. But then the person says, oh, I'm sorry. I was asking him. And then Jerry Lawler takes one step forward to walk into frame.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you guys didn't see me? I was right here. I was right next to you.
I was next to you.
Yeah.
Did you not see me?
Right.
And it's me, Jerry the King Lawler.
So Jerry tells Nikki, tough law.
Who are you talking to?
Right. Yeah. Ridiculous. So Jerry tells Nikki, tough loss, kid. Autograph to cheer you up. And Nikki shakes her head and walks away. And then Jerry says, was it something I said?
Stupid.
But yeah.
Comedy bullshit.
And then he's like, puppies. Puppies.
Did you see those puppies?
And then Rhea beats the shit out of him.
Beats the fuck out of him.
This is for the cat.
Jerry. Yeah. I like how Nikki didn't want an autograph from Jerry Lawler. Like, ouch.
Ouch.
She's like, no, you're not funny anymore.
Very ouch.
I liked you better when I was 5 watching the Attitude Era.
Yeah, right.
That's fair.
Next up, we have the Street Profits versus AJ Styles and Omos. First round in the RK Bronament.
Who are you?
Thank you.
Yeah.
In the three match tournament.
Yeah. Stay tuned for our next bracket, which will be one round. Final four.
Yeah.
RK Bro were on commentary wearing blazers because Riddle wanted them to be commentators. And Orton hated it, but he did it anyway. So whatever. Styles set up for the phenomenal forearm on Montez Ford.
Mm-hmm.
But Omos tagged himself in.
Yeah.
And that threw off AJ. He was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And then Omos just beat up Angelo Dawkins outside of the ring until he got counted out. Street Profits advance.
Like a fucking simpleton.
Like a stupid fuck.
Yeah.
After the match, Styles tells Omos, you got to listen to me. That's how this team works. And Omos shrugs AJ off and walks away from him, which I'm glad because I was, you know, we want to see AJ Styles versus Edge at WrestleMania. And if you're going to do that, you got to break these guys up now.
Yes.
Very soon.
Start planting those seeds. Let that plant grow.
Yeah. And then what?
And then at WrestleMania, you fuck the plant.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So then Riddle gets in the ring.
We're going to fuck that plant in Dallas.
Riddle gets in the ring and acts like a reporter to ask Styles for a comment. AJ said it was just miscommunication between a great tag team, but you wouldn't know anything about that, would you? tag champ.
Tag champion.
Yeah.
And then he goes, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah. Riddle asks Randy if he has anything to add, and Randy just says, nope. And then after that, Orton's like, I'm done doing this.
Yeah.
I'm done.
And by done, you mean tagging with Omos, right?
Hey, Randy, no, hate Randy. To say this, but this is the most interesting thing happening on Raw tonight. So
yeah.
You might as well jump in, bud.
Right. Go all in. Dive right in.
What do you mean? Next up, we have Robert Roode versus Damian Priest for the United States Championship. Priest retains with the Reckoning. All right.
Yeah, and Dolph gets mad.
Yeah.
Dolph blindsides Priest with a super kick. So I guess Ziggler versus Priest next week.
Yeah. Poor Big Bob.
And then after that, Roode and Ziggler together.
Yep.
And then back to just Roode.
Yes.
And then just Ziggler again.
Ooh, do we have enough time for all that before day one?
Right.
We'll make time.
Where it's a triple threat.
That's the pay-per-view. Yeah.
And he pins both of them.
Of course. That's probably it, yeah. Next up, we have Bianca Belair versus Doudrop. Doudrop attacked Belair from behind during Bianca's entrance. She hit Belair with a Vader bomb off the second rope, but Belair kicked out. In the end, Belair went for the KOD, but Doudrop got down, rolled out of the ring, and got counted out on purpose.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Just dipped out.
So dumb.
And she also spanked herself on the stage before walking to the ring, so yeah. Oh, Alistair, that's fucked up. All right.
Oh.
Yeah. Backstage in Vince McMahon's office. We're still doing this.
Is this still a thing?
This is still a thing.
I'm on my phone. I'm off my phone. Hello!
Austin Theory! Come on in.
Vince asks Theory, how are you doing? And Theory says, I'm a bit sore, you know, from the slap. And Vince reminds him, no one gives a shit.
They don't really give a damn about you. When they ask you, how are you doing? In this case, I certainly don't. Hey, how you doing? My grandmother's sick. I got the jock itch. Okay. Hopefully you learned something this week. So I'm thinking about putting you in a match tonight.
Match tonight?
Yep.
A match tonight? I'm going to be a Wolver wrestler?
You're going to make me wrestle a match on a wrestling show? Get the fuck out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you expect me to put you in a match tonight?
Absolutely not.
Were you surprised?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's it. The segment ends there.
That's the segment.
Were you surprised?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. No match.
No.
Yeah.
Later, Vince tells Theory, you're not going to have a match tonight, so you'll have to find some other way to impress me. Yeah. Then Theory unzips his jacket and does jumping jacks.
Cock out.
If this was Vince in real life, what?
Cock out.
Cock out.
Just doing jumping
jacks. Cock out jumping jacks.
Like
yeah. And you would have thought
he's got to be close to the table, so
it's like this.
Jesus.
You would have thought Vince, you know, would be like,
I love you.
Yeah.
But he yells, stop. Find some other way to impress me. Use your brains.
Wow.
And then he grabbed his testicles and made them look like the brain.
Like this, Vince?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can skip ahead, because then later we have Finn Balor versus T-Bar, you know, for reasons.
Yeah.
Balor wins with the coup de grace in like under 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Then after the match, Theory lays Balor out with the ATL and takes a selfie.
Real
there you go.
Breakthrough stuff there.
Oh, yeah. Good. It's such good shit, right, Vince?
Yeah. This is such good shit.
See?
Yeah.
Next up, we have Miz TV. Miz tells the crowd Maryse isn't here tonight because she would never come to Memphis. Come on, people. You guys suck. Miz then introduces his guest, Edge. Right. Miz says, I think the rated R superstar has lost his edge. This was pretty much last week's segment.
Yes, you have, Miz.
Yeah.
Yes, you have.
Not much, nothing new here.
Right.
As Edge puts Miz over again but calls him an ass. Then Miz tells Edge 2022 is going to be the year of Miz, and I can't think of a better way to usher it in than beating you at January 1.
Yeah.
Who says it like that?
You know, that pay-per-view.
He
January
do.
1.
He do.
Today is December 7.
It is.
What? January 1? So Edge accepts the challenge but tells Miz, let's do this right now. Miz says no, but it's not because I'm scared. And then Edge pretends to go for a punch, and Miz falls on his ass.
It's because I'm scared.
Yeah.
And Edge is like, oh, not afraid. And then he just leaves.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. Riveting stuff.
Next up, we have a video package for Veer Mahan.
Oh.
He's coming to Raw.
Or is he?
He's been coming since October.
Excuse me?
When will he finally come?
Wow.
That's right. What I want to know.
Well, if he's been coming this whole time, he's been coming.
Like, so Raw's just like, are you close? Are you almost there? He's like, yes, keep going.
It's like Arnold in the bodybuilding documentary. I come at the gym. I come at home. I'm coming day and night. Have you ever seen that, Eric?
No. It's the best.
He goes, he's like, working out at the gym to me is like coming. Like having sex with a woman, coming. So I'm coming at the gym. I'm coming backstage at the show. I'm coming at home with the girl. And then he goes, I'm coming day and night.
Yeah.
And then I work out.
And he's like, Lou Ferrigno, you should not have come.
He's
you
like,
don't know how to come.
He's like, I'm coming with my wife. I'm coming with the maid. I mean, I'm coming. I'm coming on the maid's. No. I'm cream pieing the maid. No. Yeah. Next up, we have Alpha Academy versus Rey and Dominic Mysterio. First round match in the RK Bro tournament.
Who are you?
Yay.
Chad Gable goes for a moonsault. But Dominic moves and then gets the win with a
goddamn
roll-up.
Shitty roll-up.
Yeah. A fruit roll-up.
Chad Gable does a moonsault.
Yeah.
Mysterio Dominic win.
Right, basically.
So it's the Street Profits versus the Mysterios next week in the finals for the tournament.
In a classic face versus face to see who fights the face.
Yeah.
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 Right.
And you would think that maybe this is finally the moment, like the Mysterios win, they get a title shot, they lose, and that's when Dominic turns on his father, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we've had this opportunity like 10 other times.
10 times.
Correct. So who knows?
Right.
So then Riddle gets in the ring to interview Otis and Gable, but Otis picks him up, and Riddle screams, oh, I'm just a journalist! And then Otis gives Riddle the world's strongest slam.
Yeah.
Mark Henry style.
Welcome back.
He let him.
Welcome back.
You know, it's funny that they haven't pulled the trigger on this feud. I mean, yeah. Rey Mysterio's best feuds are against people who are taller than him.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say against family, like Eddie Guerrero.
No. He loves being the underdog and fighting people taller
than
him.
Well, who is shorter than him?
Exactly.
Okay. Not today.
Backstage, R-Truth and Akira Tozawa surprise 24/7 champ Dana Brooke. However, Truth says, we could have gotten you right there, but I don't even know if that's PG.
What?
We're going to have to read the 24/7 rule book.
Yeah.
And then,
hey, there's a new rule where you gotta fuck the champ to be the champ.
Then Reggie flips off a truck, and I don't mean he gives it the finger. He does a flip off a truck.
Hey, fuck you!
I just realized how that sounds. Fuck you, truck! And then Kurt Angle comes. He's like, what are you talking about? They're worth $12 million! And just walks away, and we never see Kurt Angle ever again.
He gone.
Ever again. He gets hit by a bus crossing the freeway.
Oh, God. At least we had Kurt Angle back then to laugh at.
I know.
Alert everyone! They're here! They're here!
Yeah.
That's so good.
Get
better wishes. And then just him texting backstage.
I have a son. He's black.
Oh my God. Wait,
Kurt Angle.
I did fuck Charmel. Oh my God.
Yes, you did.
Yes. So Reggie flips. He tells Dana, no need to be alarmed. I'm a pussy.
What?
I'm sorry. He says, I just wanted to say it was very impressive, the move you did on Cedric to win the 24/7 title. A crossbody?
Very impressive.
Like the first move you learned jumping off the top rope?
Right.
A crossbody?
Hey, that's someone's finisher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dana Brooke and Nikki Cross.
Yeah. One of them's going to have to get a new one.
It's a crossbody match for the title.
Ooh.
First hit a crossbody. And then Dewdrop even does a crossbody finish,
but it's
just not off the any turnbuckle,
off the chain.
So he tells Dana, "I must admit that title looks pretty good on you." Then Tamina runs up, But Reggie gets in her way to let Dana escape. Oh, so she has one woman after her. What? One person. That's it. You can't roll up a woman, R-Truth.
Yeah, seriously. Right.
That's not PG.
You can't.
We've had women hold the 24/7 title, so a man has right. to beaten a woman.
Look, it's if happened. You don't want to make contact, just give her water with a fucking roofie in it, and then wait for her to pass out.
Wow.
And then
way worse.
That's definitely
not, way worse, Eric.
Just pin her.
That's definitely not PG, Eric.
Attitude error.
Yeah.
He pins her after that. Ref's like, 1, 2, 3. Hey, you're the winner. Okay, great. You can go, ref.
Yeah. I'll make sure she
actually comes. I'd rather stay.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Okay, buddy, come on in.
He's okay, Brad Maddox.
Just don't be alarmed. The Akira Tozawa's jerking off in the corner over there, right there.
Like a ninja.
He's wearing Karrion Kross's gimp mask.
And he's going, la, 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 la. Yeah.
Oh, comedy bullshit.
WWE, a porn parody.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the main event, Liv Morgan versus Becky Lynch for the Raw Women's Championship.
Yeah.
Boy, did they really want us to think that Liv was winning this.
They really did.
They played a long video package of Liv's life before the match, growing up with no father. Her mother was a mother of six. They interviewed her.
Yep.
They also played Lita beating Trish Stratus for the Women's Championship in the main event of Raw back in 2004, and they even said it was 17 years to the day.
Jesus Christ.
They really wanted us. Like, this reminded me of when Biggie, that Raw, where Biggie kept saying, I'm going to cash in the contract tonight. I'm going to cash. And they just for a ratings ploy, they told everyone that Biggie was winning the title tonight.
Yeah. And like, then maybe he cashed in and won.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, maybe they are doing this. Maybe they're doing it tonight. Then Liv came out.
I was fished in.
Yeah, me too.
Mark Pisano right here.
Right.
I was like, because she came out and she even did like the, I guess she's a really good actress.
Yeah.
But she made like the face like.
She was great.
Like a really big
she
deep
was
breath. Like,
very
oh my
emotional.
God,
yeah.
This is my moment.
Yeah.
Wow.
They worked us pretty good.
Oh, they did. They worked us over.
Yeah.
Say what it is.
They did.
Hard.
Oh, very hard. Liv hit Becky with a nice suicide dive crossbody. And again, I know I usually say I usually hate suicide dives. But she didn't just dive out of the ring and push her. She crossbodied onto her.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And they fell. Like, you actually did something.
Right. You made it worthwhile.
Right. Becky hit Liv with her leg drop off the second rope. I wonder if she did that suicide dive crossbody because Lita did it to Trish in that match in 2004.
Probably.
But that was where, like, Lita broke her neck or whatever.
Well,
like, hitting that spot.
Maybe the girls didn't tell everyone. They just did it themselves. That's a hell of a spot for that to happen again.
It is.
Yeah. But they did it a lot safer than Lita did, certainly. Mm. Becky hit Liv with her leg drop off the second rope. Liv hit her springboard code breaker. But in the end, Becky rolls up Liv and holds on to the bottom rope to retain.
Son of a
just like
bitch.
She beat Charlotte.
Yeah.
And they cut to a little girl in the crowd who is mad and holding back tears. It reminded me of Angry Miz Girl from like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Just showing that the crowd and the fans do want this.
Right. So I guess we have an angry Liv Girl now. But
yeah, we do.
Like, I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
As long as two things happen.
Right.
Liv Morgan wins the Royal Rumble.
Uh-huh.
And she beats Becky at WrestleMania.
Correct.
Fingers crossed.
She held the ropes. There's a reason to move on. I can see them going through a journey because this is a. When did Kofi start his journey? Around now. Then he went to the. But really, the Elimination Chamber filling in was when he really gained momentum.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So can they slow play this until Mania? I mean, she also has to win the Rumble.
Yeah. You only have to wait a month.
But the Rumble's when now?
Because.
Well, it's still
early
the.
February?
No. It's still the end of January.
Because what do heels always say? Well, you lost. So back of the line.
Yeah.
Well,
win the Rumble.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think we have some hope here. You know, I don't think they did this for no reason. Like, why do all this?
Build us up.
And this is what, I think this is what you should do. I'd rather her win at WrestleMania than just a Raw, you know?
100%.
100%.
Right. So as long as they do it, can you imagine Liv main events night one of Mania?
Right.
And wins?
Oh.
That's unheard. Right. Like, if you said this 6 months ago, we'd be like, there's no fucking way. There's no fucking way this happens.
Vince is going to do commentary?
Yeah.
The girl who dreamed has come true
For Liv Morgan!
Right.
But then just like Bianca Belair, we're going to have her lose in 10 seconds at SummerSlam.
Yeah, right.
Drop the title.
I mean, if you're going to edge me, do a good edging.
Yeah. Edge me, edge us with Liv. That's fine.
Yeah.
Do good edging.
Good edging.
Do get better edging.
The Daniel Bryan one was like from SummerSlam to Mania.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That one was a little too long.
Yeah. I don't like to be edged that long.
That's too long of an edge.
B-plus player.
Yeah. It was almost a ruined bust at the end.
It was. It was almost like a dud.
Like plus, right when you're at the end, then it's the close-up of the man's ass kind of bust.
Yeah, you see the man's asshole.
Anals.
It didn't help that Undertaker lost his streak 30 minutes before that match.
That's true.
Like, what the? Yeah, hooray for Daniel Bryan, but what the fuck?
We still don't get this.
Yeah.
All right, let's give some awards.
All right.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
All right, who'd you have for worst dressed?
I had Baron Corbin. Happy Corbin.
Happy Corbin in shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuckboy Corbin.
I had Liv's mom on the vignette.
That's fucked up.
Oh, she's horrible.
Wow.
Gigi Daddio.
That's the best.
Which is also like, isn't that Liv's name on, or no, her, like, your last name is actually Daddio?
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, Eric. Best dressed?
Yeah.
Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan. Good God. Yeah.
Sweetie. Yeah.
I mean, I even took a picture
of
her. Like, look at that. That is just fantastic.
Oh.
Might be the best she's ever looked.
Yeah.
That's some nice ring.
Oh, he was doing the same noises earlier.
I was.
Mm.
Yeah. Worst acting.
Vince McMahon.
I'm a genius. Sweep it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweep it. Best acting.
I had Kevin Owens.
I had Sami Zayn. I thought he was like the whole episode of SmackDown pretty much.
Yeah.
And I had Liv because her breathing and like her concern and like, I don't know. I thought she was really going to win the title. Like as a real person, this is my big moment. And I'm like breathing really deeply. And
I also like to see Liv breathe deeply.
Oh.
Oh yes.
Oh.
Worst comments?
Oh yeah. The Moss joke about the Swanton mom.
Oh, that's interesting. I had the Moss joke about Drew McIntyre.
Oh, Joe, Scottish. Which Moss joke did you have?
The mom, but you know.
Yeah, right.
They're all bad.
Yeah.
Best comments?
The one about Pat McAfee said about the Future Endeavor kick.
Oh, yeah, that Shayna. Was good. I also had Pat McAfee the weekend at Sammy.
Oh, that's fine.
With him hanging on the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
And then when Edge does the thing and then he says, oh, you're not afraid?
Yeah.
That was good.
Worst match?
Lothario's Viking
Come
Raiders.
On.
Yeah. No. That's what I had. The Raiders losing in under a minute. Yeah.
Sheamus Cesaro should never be a match in the history of wrestling again.
Yeah. Super slow-mo?
Belair Dewdrop.
Yep.
Yeah. Sweep it.
Best match?
Cage match.
I put Becky Liv. I really believe this whole thing was going to go down.
Me too. I did put Becky Liv.
I was a believer. I'm like this watching it.
Because
like, I had to watch that before I came here. That was the part that I had to watch. And I was just like, come on, do this. Are you going to do this? So
I skipped all of, like, last night I didn't watch Raw, but then I was watching the, you know, Monday Night Football. And then I remember I was like just paying attention to see when that match, because I wanted, if I was like, if Liv's going to win the title, I want to see it live.
Right.
So I watched the last 15 minutes of Raw.
Yeah.
Where are we at? Worst move? The cream pie?
I had Omos getting counted out, beating up Dawkins.
Pretty bad.
I had Dewdrop leaving and getting counted out.
Yeah.
Two countouts on Raw. A shit ton of roll-ups.
You want to pick a roll-up?
Yeah, right. I'm just going with the cream pie.
Okay.
More cream pies.
It's some people it's worst move, some people it's best. You know, each their own.
Best move?
The second rope big ending. I mean the cream pie.
Yeah. I guess, right? I mean
yeah, it was cool.
I had Liv's crossbody through the ropes.
Okay. Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Worst moment or segment?
24/7.
I mean, Happy Tom.
That's tremendous.
So bad too.
I'm gonna stick with Vince in theory, because what are we doing here?
All of those.
Right.
They all deserve to win, and they all did in a way. Best moment or segment?
I'm going to say when Liv came out.
That's what I had.
I was believing it when she walked into the like walked out.
I put Liv's
entrance.
She was
second. Becky was in the ring already. Becky was looking pissed. She was breathing deeply. Like, I was sold. Hook, line, and sinker. WWE, well done.
Same. I had Liv's entrance.
All right. Yeah, I'll go with that.
What did you have before that?
I didn't have really anything.
Oh, okay.
Nothing else was great.
It was like, oh, I'm kind of into this right now. That's weird. What show am I watching?
Who are you?
Yeah. And then they ripped it from us.
Of course. Well, you know, if you're going to do it right.
Right.
Do it right.
Of course.
Do it with me.
Do it with flair.
Do it without flair.
Oh. Ooh.
All right. Breaking news. So PW Insider reported that Jeff Hardy was sent home from a WWE house show last Saturday after having a rough night. During the match, Hardy walked out of the ring and into the crowd. He was then followed by security and did not return to celebrate with McIntyre and Woods after the match, and then WWE sent him home. Jeff's brother, Matt Hardy, said on his Twitch stream, "I did speak to Jeff for a little bit. He's okay. He's good. I think he'll be fine. But if he wants to go into it more in more detail, then he'll do it himself."
Yeah.
The fact that they used rough night.
Right.
Is like, so he was drunk, he was high. I mean, right?
A little bit of both.
That's what you would think when they say rough night. Because if it was like he got hurt in the match, then they would have just pulled him for the match.
A rough night can be a lot of things. It could be mental health. It could be a breakup. You know what I mean? Like, it could be a lot of things where he just wasn't feeling it and wanted to leave. So, we don't know. We'll see.
But, like...
I'm hoping it's not drugs.
Walking into the crowd. Like, just walk to the back. I don't know. Or maybe he wanted to leave without seeing anyone, so he just left through the crowd. So that he didn't have to go to, like, where Gorilla is or see anyone backstage as he left. I don't know. That's... I hope he wasn't drunk and... pulling a TNA Sting pay-per-view.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Also, Kairi Sane has dropped WWE from her Instagram handle and is referring to herself as a former superstar on all of her social media accounts. When she went back to Japan, like, she was still signed with WWE, and, like, they said that she was just going to be, like a promoter in Japan or whatever.
Yeah.
Promoter's not the word, but...
like an ambassador.
Ambassadors, yes, thank you. But now WWE's gone for her from her handle, and she has hinted on Twitter that she might be returning to the ring soon, but obviously for someone else, probably in Japan, because she moved back to Japan for a reason. She wanted to live there again. But you got any news?
I do have one piece of news.
Okay.
That's a rumor.
That's a rumor. Okay. According to WrestlingDVDNetwork.com, very reputable site, they say that WWE DVDs and Blu-rays will no longer be released in the U.S. and Canada beginning in 2022, and the final physical releases are going to be Survivor Series of this year. I mean, I didn't know they were still making them.
It makes, I'm sure, sales are, no, you know...
non-existent.
People don't buy Blu-rays and DVDs really anymore anyway.
Not wrestling ones, especially when... I mean, name a match that's not on the internet, right? I mean, like, it's not like you have to...
I think I'm the only person I know that still buys Blu-rays, and that's only when it's, like, one of my favorite movies.
Right.
Yeah, like, and you're also collecting them, like, pops. Like,
yeah,
that's your personal collection.
That is, I do. I do collect Blu-rays.
And you almost never buy one unless it has a special...
a steelbook. A steelbook version, is the ones I like.
No, it's trust me. Different. Like, I'm getting ready to move at the end of the month, and I cleaned out, like, all my DVDs.
Yeah.
Like, I was able to sell some.
Yeah.
And then I have the rest, like, in the trunk. I'm going to bring them to Goodwill or whatever. Right.
You should stop by my house then before you go.
I have them with me.
Yeah.
So if you want to look. I kept, like, a handful. I have, like...
any Blu-rays? Are you getting rid of Blu-rays?
The Blu-rays are already gone. They were bought.
I would have taken some. Oh, well, you sold them. All right.
Yeah, fine. I sold them.
Were they special edition ones?
Not really.
All right, fine.
I kept my Star Wars... episodes 1 through 6.
You can go
six,
to Goodwill and buy them all for a nickel if you wanted
pretty much. Well, I kept Spaceballs because I can never find that on streaming.
I bought the Steelbook for Spider-Man Homecoming, and I was going to get the Steelbook for Spider-Man Far From Home, but it looked like shit.
Wow.
So I was like, fuck it, I'll skip
that. I'll probably get the Steelbook for No Way Home.
I already pre-ordered it.
Yeah,
it's Andrew's Christmas present.
Thank you. Next Christmas?
Yeah.
Whatever. Right. It's pre-ordered.
Christmas or birthday, whatever comes first.
Yep. Yeah. All right, rumor time.
Rumor time.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe! Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
All right, Ringside News reports that Elias was recently spotted backstage with no beard and cropped hair.
Yeah.
Just Bobby Lashley?
No.
Well, we'll see, right? We don't know. I like when people change. I always wanted them to shave Luke Harper.
Elias is,
you know,
dead.
What I mean? And so I wanted to see them maybe do something with Elias because he was supposed to be a homeless man gimmick. Now that that's gone, shave him up.
I mean, so, just when you go back to a few years ago when he was so fucking over.
Yeah.
And it's just like, all right.
According
this is
to
where we're at.
WrestleVotes, they added on that and said that they didn't really have a plan past the graveyard thing.
Yeah.
And that they were going to use him in a new character. And Vince shot it down for looking too much like Randy Savage.
He already did.
I know.
Yeah.
And so now he's back to square one.
He looked like Randy Savage back then, and he would do an elbow drop.
He would.
Off the top rope.
Oh, and big deal. He looks like a Hall of Famer that everyone loves.
Fuck, just make it. Spider-Man's about to come out. Make him Bonesaw.
He reminds me of the man that fucked my daughter.
Triple H?
That's a good point. Who didn't fuck my daughter?
Well, him too.
Test? Well, that was a rumor.
Yeah.
Part of a story.
PW Insider reported that Jerry Lawler has signed a new deal with WWE, which makes sense because he was on Raw, even though he was in Memphis. But in January 2019, Lawler said he signed a 2-year contract extension, so it makes sense.
Right.
He did. What do you got?
Wrestling Observer said that Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns are the best paid on the roster.
What?
Each making more than $5 million per year.
Uh-huh.
Another unnamed talent is around $4 million.
Seth?
Probably. On there are the guaranteed deals, and a lot of top talent is now at $2 million and some at $3 million.
Well, sure. That's why they got to lay everybody else off to pay these salaries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would say maybe Becky's at $3 million.
Maybe.
Sasha's at $2 million.
Orton, right? He's been there forever.
Yeah.
Edge. Would Edge come back for less than those amounts?
Right.
Yeah.
So got to be the big name.
I think Rollins, too, because Rollins is like full time.
Yeah.
Orton really doesn't do as many house shows, although they really don't do many house shows anymore.
Right,
anyway.
And then he's doing tag teams, so.
Yeah. Is that it?
That's all I got.
All right, trivia time.
Let's do, well, I had 4 facts and a fib, but we're going to go down to 3 facts and a fib.
Oh, wow.
Because one of them was her last name is Daddy-O. I wasn't sure if you guys caught it, you know, in the vignette. So, are you ready? Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
Number one, she's from Paramus, New Jersey. Number 2, she was a Hooters model and actually landed on their playing cards.
God, if that's true, I want that.
Get a refund, a Christmas gift.
Get rid of that, yeah. So number 3, she used to come to the ring in the blue tongue because she was a big fan of Smurfette growing up. And number 4, in 2020, she passed her real estate exam.
In what year?
2020.
I know the answer.
Really?
Yeah. Because I know why her tongue was blue.
Oh, so I'm going to go with that the fib is the blue tongue. Because I trust this guy.
Because she would eat Jolly Ranchers before the show.
Yeah, so she's from New Jersey. She is on a Hooters playing card.
Good Lord.
And I have it.
Good God.
What?
And I have it. Hold it.
We need to put that next to Stacy Keebler. Liv Morgan, her Hooters card.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, obviously a big version.
He had it.
I'm
just going to Google it. Liv Morgan Hooters. That's what I'm going to. Oh, there she is in a Hooters outfit. Oh, God. There it is.
The 8 of.
Oh, I've seen this before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Let me see.
It's the same one that I saw.
That?
No, top. Yes.
Oh dear. Okay. Well, Liv. Yeah. Yep.
Buster. And of course, in 2020,
she was like 18 there.
You fucking
Andrew.
Dirty
I
old
mean.
Man.
There's her in the Hooters outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Sure. She was 18. And then she passed a real estate exam and opened a real estate company with.
Oh, Dallas.
Yeah,
Dallas.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot.
She thought they were both getting future endeavors. She's like, let's be real estate agents.
Yeah. True.
And now she's going to have main event WrestleMania in our dreams.
Wow. All right, fan questions. Yeah, you better drink all that water.
Yeah, I'm thirsty today.
I'm thirsty today.
Yeah, I can't imagine
after,
why.
After seeing those Liv photos, I'm very thirsty.
After seeing Liv Morgan's Hooters. That dog has a puffy tail. Yoo-hoo! So, are Vince and Austin Theory going to fuck?
Duh.
I love you.
Absolutely. Mario Rizzo, not sure how much money Dominic Mysterio is making, but for the love of God, can someone please get him a gym membership? How is a professional wrestler with his age look that shitty?
Yeah.
Well, he's covered from head to toe, pretty much.
No,
he's covered like he's doing a Saudi match and he's a woman.
He's sleeveless.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I guess that's
work your
means.
Guns, brah.
Yeah, work out those guns. I mean, shit, his dad was, you know, super buff.
Right.
His dad did steroids.
And then they changed the steroid protocols.
Yeah. This is from Jacket Time. How long until an Orton Riddle betrayal? Every episode, I feel the idea gets buried even further.
I think they already did it, right? They did it at the beginning.
I think the problem is they've got to do the AJ Omos one first, and you can't have two of those going on at the same time.
Unless Riddle betrays Orton, you can't do this again. And Lewis, I think...
Right.
Luis Torres says the Rumble, and then they fight at WrestleMania. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess, but I hope Riddle turns heel.
Yeah, Riddle has to turn on Orton.
But will that happen?
Well,
no.
Of course.
Percent chance.
If he RKO's Riddle, again. He's just going to get up and start laughing and be like, Randy.
I'm too high to feel that.
He's not
going
to get mad.
No, yeah, but right. Then he'll pun him in the head. He'll set him on fire, and then Riddle will come back as like some sort of like fiendish burnt
surfer
to a crisp guy at Elimination Chamber. And
yeah. A burnt surfer.
And then he'll lose at WrestleMania and then be future endeavored.
Yeah, of course. That's a standard operating procedure.
Because Orton future endeavors everyone. Oh. Carlos Ramirez, West Side Story review for the next Hollywood Hogwash, or would you rather kill yourself?
I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
Ric Flair, kill yourself!
The only thing about it is it's directed by Spielberg.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, I have a little interest in it just from that.
Right. I mean, the movie's a classic. I don't think it really need to be.
When you're a jet, you're a jet. All the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. That's all I know.
Okay. You're go right. Jets.
Ryan Goutreau, future bracket idea in memoriam. Best moments from the NXT Black and Gold era. That's not bad.
Wow.
That's not bad.
That
would be tough.
Wow.
That'd be really tough. Mark Carver, Vince gives the three of you the opportunity to change anything with WWE as a Christmas gift. What are they and why? Pop Culture Junkie just says Vince.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
Creative control.
Kosi Quick, what do you guys see in Liv? I mean, she's decent in the ring. She's not really that good on the mic. I personally don't get the hype.
Kill yourself!
No.
She's above average in the ring. She's gorgeous, and I love her, like, attitude.
She's starting to come out of her shell, like, finally getting a mic and being able to...
And not good on the mic. Like, all of her promos are scripted by writers from the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
So you can't really blame her for that. But lately her promos have been pretty good, you know.
Right.
With Becky.
I think the more you elevate yourself, they give you a little bit more creative freedom with what you say.
Yeah.
Like people like Becky Lynch, I don't think theirs are fully scripted.
Right.
I think they kind of give them bullet points, you know.
Yeah. Luis Torres says, push fire Barry how Andrew says their name. So we have Harland.
Yeah.
Wardlow. And Shanky!
Can't wait for that tag team.
Yeah.
I say push Shanky.
Push Shanky.
Yeah, the other two were too similar.
Barry.
I barely Wardlow.
Yeah. Fire Harland.
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 Wardlow.
Wardlow. Harland. Harland. Wardlow.
And?
Shanky!
Yeah.
Ghost of Johnny Drip Drip.
God, he gets me every time.
How does Bailey fit in when she returns? Which brand? What feud?
Have you seen her? Something happened to her face where she almost looks better now. It was some advertisement for something that she was doing.
Maybe they just
I think it's on her Instagram.
I think it was just Photoshop.
A lot of makeup, maybe?
A lot of airbrushing. A lot of makeup.
Did I send it? Didn't I send it to you guys?
Yeah. It just looks like a lot of makeup.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
look, it's like... That looks like old Bailey.
That's heavy makeup.
Unless it is super old.
No, it's not.
She just did this?
Yeah. She was talking about Greg
Look
Kittle.
How cute she is!
Yeah, well, makeup, Photoshop, sure.
All right. Too bad.
Yeah, I don't know what she's gonna do when she returns. I don't know. Chase after Dana Brooke.
Speaking of Bayley, so Carmella posted this picture on Instagram.
Yeah,
she's like, "Oh hey, I hit 3 million followers," and Bayley replied, "You hit 3 million before me. That's it. I'm posting a picture exactly like this."
I think everyone would love to see that.
Well, yeah, especially from the back.
We'd love to finally see your ass.
Yeah,
backside. Carmella's been posting some pretty impressive shit. And then look at this one. I'm just going to eat a burger in my underwear.
In my bed.
In my bed, in my underwear, in my burger.
I don't get the...
Corey, fuck me.
I don't get the food and sex thing. I've never been a fan. Like George maybe Costanza.
Like
what?
George Costanza.
Right. But I mean, like the whipped cream, sure.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, chocolate icing all over their naked body. Like whatever, but like a burger, like eating a burger is not sexy. Mm.
It's not about, yeah, for me, I don't think it's about necessarily like it's sexy. It's like, oh, look, she can eat bad too and still look like this. And
yeah, but
look at
also
her.
Like the women that hold the snakes, it's like, that's not sexy to me.
I don't think snakes are sexy. Yeah,
no.
That's weird.
No.
Also,
what about putting like your dick in a hot dog bun? Is that hot?
Good Lord. No, Mandy Rose posted a picture a couple of days ago and Trish Stratus retweeted it and put, "I actually thought this was me at first."
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
That was pretty funny. Yeah. S. Thorne is the... What?
Fucking Dana. He's
like, "Ooh, oh, my God." Like that looks like the WWE 2K22 like render of her. Like, that's like the cartoon version.
Yeah. Fucking Waterboy.
S. Thorne, is there a point to cage matches anymore? There are so many ways to win that I think kills the suspense. Well, when you have Hell in a Cell now,
yeah,
it's not as special.
Yeah,
nothing's as special when you have branded pay-per-views like that.
I always said they should get rid of the door. The door is too easy. It's too easy to escape from the door.
Right.
Because
right.
You can't really suspend disbelief that much. It's not fucking hard to walk out of a door.
No. Can we just go back to where you have to escape the cage? Why is that a problem?
Yeah.
Fuck the door, or you can still do the door for heels because no one ever gets out of it. It doesn't
like,
really matter.
Why does a cage match?
Biggie just won, escaping through the door. It was so
why
lame.
Does a cage match have a easier win condition than a regular match?
Exactly.
Like, right.
Come on.
Well, it's like the back in the you know when they first came out with cage matches, the whole point of it was to keep them in the ring so that the heel couldn't leave.
Right.
It wasn't about escaping, but
yeah.
No one
gets out. No one gets in.
Like, just fuck the door. You can escape if you climb over or pin or submit them, but, like, fuck the door.
Well, don't really fuck the door.
When was the last time someone climbed out of the cage for a win?
Right.
You know what I mean? They're always a pin.
Now
or
they're too afraid. They're going to, like,
climb out the door. Oh, shut up. Yeah, that sucks. I mean, I'm saying shut up, WWE. Like, that's probably right.
Shut up, Eric.
Oh, shut up, Eric, representing WWE.
Roll up connoisseur in this new era. The apprenticeship era with AJ Omos, Apollo Crews, Commander Aziz, Sheamus, Ridge Holland, Chad Gable, Otis,
Jesus,
Randy Orton, Riddle, and now Vince in theory.
Uh-huh.
Who will be the next NXT call-up to get paired with a random veteran? My money is on Cesaro with Von Wagner or Rollins and Cameron Grimes.
No.
Cameron Grimes is interesting.
Well, it was going to be Adam Cole with Keith Lee, right? Remember that rumor?
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to pair someone up, fucking Raquel Gonzalez with Rhea Ripley. Get rid of fucking Nikki A.S.H.
Tag team?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I think Grimes should come to the main roster soon and do something, even if he is just anything, right? Like a manager or...
Right. Whatever. I mean, he's got that whole different look now. He doesn't have like a homeless man beard.
Yeah. Yeah.
His hair's a little bit cleaner, you know?
Yep.
Jake Baker, Push Fire Barry, next to win a world title. Liv Morgan.
Yep.
Kevin Owens before he leaves. Sami Zayn before he leaves.
I'm going to fire Sammy. I'm going to push Liv.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And push Barry. Kevin. Yeah.
Because they're leaving anyway. Who cares?
Right. If Owens is leaving in January, well, he's going to be champion for a week.
Right.
You know, what's even the point?
Or, hey, if we make you champion, will you stay? Okay. Give me the paper.
Okay. I'll hang around. And then we're going to...
But just one more year.
You're going to lose it at the Royal Rumble. Fuck you! Why did I resign for 5 years? Paul, so WWE logic, Sonya Deville is allowed to slap Naomi in the face just because she's her employer.
Uh-huh.
If I were Naomi, I'd file a lawsuit.
Yeah, that's I mean, I've been a manager.
You can't hit me, but I can hit you. No, that's not true anywhere on the planet. Except
pro wrestling.
Because wrestling isn't real.
Yeah, indeed. Don't have to worry about rules.
Adam Pushfire Barry having the Undertaker streak stay undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the Scott Hall, Kevin Nash pay scale in WCW. Yeah, fuck the Undertaker. I'll take their money. Or have the Brock Lesnar treatment and only work 8 times a year, but still get paid millions.
Mm. Ooh.
Fire the Taker streak, because these other two were rich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so,
true.
I'm going to push the Brock treatment.
Yeah?
Go to work 8 times a year and still get a few million.
Yeah. Not bad.
Not bad.
Scott Hall and Kevin Nash had that, too.
Yeah. Right? They worked more, though.
Yeah, but they would never wrestle. Like, they would never wrestle.
Well, yeah.
Pop culture junkie, if you could sit on Santa Vince's lap, and ask for anything for Christmas, yeah.
Creative.
How about tag titles for the women's division?
We should get Santa Vince every year just to help us make fun of him. Ivana Itmaus?
Eat my ass.
It should be. All right. Ivana Itmaus, I guess.
Like your own.
My own.
I want to eat my ass.
Ivana Itmaus. Come again.
And again.
And again.
Do you think the next Roman Reigns is currently on the roster? Is it possible for AEW to create bigger star than WWE organically? Organically meaning not CM Punk, Jericho, Cody Rhodes, etc. MJF could be the biggest fucking star in wrestling.
I think if they do Bron Breakker right, he could be a big star. I just don't know what they're going to do.
It's a shame that they future endeavor everyone before they even give him a chance to be big.
True.
Right.
Like in today's climate, like you listen to like how John Cena was almost shit canned.
Yeah.
He would have already been fired.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stone Cold. You imagine what his gimmick would have been today if he was an up and coming guy?
Oh, God.
That's the ringmaster.
God dang! I love all y'all.
He'd be Otis.
He'd be.
Hey, Ducky! Ducky, where's the meat, Ducky? Come on!
He'd be a brand new brother love.
He'd just be like a drunk guy that like is related to someone and another beer.
Yeah, he'd be on NXT.
Yeah,
taking a shit with Ike Manjiro.
Oh man!
Next time,
Ike Manjiro would be
a super slice.
Super slice.
Jiro's shitting in one stall and Austin's throwing up beer in the other stall.
Yeah,
maybe one beer. Oh, shut the hell up! I'm trying to barf over here. Stand away in margarita.
Oh. Jason Dearham. Two Pie Tony. Well, I guess that confirms Paige isn't coming back now that they passed that gimmick on to Tony.
Oh, my.
An X-rated episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. Pretty much. Today's been that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chef Kane, have you watched Ruthless Aggression Season 2 yet?
No. I've watched the Hollywood Rock episode.
Oh, that's it.
So not the Shawn Michaels one yet?
Not yet.
I want to watch those.
You want to see like Shawn Michaels' second coming?
I can't do that voice.
Good Lord.
Good God.
No, I like
that. Is that what's about him, his second coming?
Yeah, well, that's one of the episodes. Really? Yeah, one of the episodes is about him.
Tell me more, Eric.
It's about me coming.
No, but season one of the Ruthless Aggression era was good. I liked it.
Yeah. It was just easier to access on the network and not on the cock.
Yeah.
So now it's all on Peacock.
It's always harder on the cock.
It is always harder on the cock.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. All right. So
all right,
what's
make sure
wrong
you,
with dick jokes?
All right, guys. Make sure you
subscribe
suck
to us.
Our dicks podcast and
You can find us on Xvideos, Pornhub.
Yeah.
Right. Subscribe to the podcast. Give us a 5-star review.
Yeah.
Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Check out our OnlyFans. What's wrong with...
Right.
Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and support the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything.
Everything.
Weekly AEW recaps. Countless brackets, all the pay-per-view recaps. You know, we're going to have day one coming up here pretty soon. We'll be doing another bonus episode for this month.
Yeah,
so there you go. Patreon.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling. And finally, subscribe to our podcast, Hollywood Hogwash, available anywhere podcasts are heard. Or you could also watch us on YouTube, youtube.com/HollywoodHogwashPod. And I'm going to say goodbye as Joe gently rubs Eric's back.
Feels great.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.